time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. All right. Last video, we talked about PAG, post-advertising gross profit. We wanted to learn how to know what our real profit margins were for our entire company, right? We're selling on Amazon. We're selling on Shopify. We don't want that awkward moment where we're at a conference or in a mastermind and we know our sales, but we don't know for sure if we made money last month. And so we talked about how you can change your accounting to get better, clear visibility into how your channels and your overall business is performing. In today's session, I want to talk to you about how to bring that down to the SKU micro ASIN variation level. Okay, so let's dive in. Let's talk about PAG, which is post-advertising gross profit on a micro level. First of all, just as a reminder, remember this P&L, we want to make sure that on the macro level that our gross profit represents real gross profit, which is after cost of goods sold, after Amazon fees, after advertising. That's why it's post-advertising. Get it? Post-advertising gross profit. Now, that's good for a minute, but that's not good forever. And so I want to teach you how to do it. First, let's look at manually. By the way, this is a tool that I'm happy to give to you if you just want to know the categories that you need. If you only have three products like I'm showing you on the screen and you're a relatively new seller, you know, frankly, churning this out manually once a week or so is probably a good practice for you. And then I'll show you how to do it a little bit less manually. So, all right. Tyler's selling three products. By the way, quick hack here. If you're ever doing analysis as a CFO, you're not ready to hire me and you want to be your own CFO, always put the date range. You're going to pull data and you're either going to be copying it and pasting it like I did for this screen, or you're going to be like, you know, pivoting it. Just always show your work, because I can't tell you how many times I have showed up at a meeting with a client and been like, dang, I can't remember exactly what date range I pulled when I was getting that data. Always show your work. Always put the date range. All right. So, the seller accountant hat, she's a beauty. This is a mesh trucker hat that we bought like 30 of them here as a company and nobody wanted them. So the joke's on me here, by the way. So if you watch this channel a lot, you probably see me wear my hat. It's because I have like 30 of them and I could literally rotate one every day of the month. No one else in my company wears them. And so anyway, if you want a hat, let me know. I'm happy to send you one. But let's pretend that people love the seller accountant trucker hat, because my goodness, it's an amazing hat. We sell it for $99. So by the way, we're just going to go through, this is very manual. You're going to put, hey, how many units did I sell during my 60 days? What was my sale price? What was my unit cost of goods sold? And then I'm going to let the calculator calculate my revenue, my COGS, and some of the other factors. I'm going to have to go and see how many refunds did I have. No one returns the trucker hat. Once you get the trucker hat, it goes to the grave with you because you love it so much. So I put a zero there. For these other ones, we had some refunds. We got our COGS, we put our Amazon fees all in one bucket for this simple illustration. We got our total advertising cost of sales, which we're gonna have to go look at our campaign manager. We're gonna have to go look at the individual campaigns. Again, if we have three ASINs, we can probably figure out which ad dollars went to the hat versus the limited versus the mug. And it's gonna ultimately give us our PAG, our profit after advertising and after Amazon fees. And so let me give you some implications of this really quickly. If you ever find yourself with a product like the seller accountant hat here that's generating 44% PAG, you have a killer product. This would be elite. This would be one of the better products we've seen. This would be the kind of margins that like Yeti Cups was getting when it first went viral and launched those, you know, double vacuum sealed steel cups a few years ago. They were able to charge such an outrageous delta above what they paid for the product. And they were so viral because people love these daggum, you know, cups and mugs that they were capturing outrageous. They probably still are, by the way, but they were capturing really, really, really good margins on the products. If this is you, you know, call your IP attorney. Is there anything I can patent? Is there anything I can make sure to trademark to protect myself? Because competitors are going to go try to find this margin. Don't leave it unprotected. Now, a more normal example would be this middle one here, which, you know, is whatever the UGA limited is here. But for this one, we're going to look and we're going to start doing some analysis. Very normal refund level. By the way, for most categories, if I see a refund level that's like 3 to 5, 3 to 6%, I'm normally pretty happy. Very standard cost of goods sold, landed COGS of 33 points. That's pretty much what seller accountant sees for most private label sellers. My Amazon fees are in the 25 to 30% range. Love it. My tacos is a little above 10%, but I've got enough margin in the product that I can still capture 24 points in PAG on this ASIN. This is a really healthy product. This is a great product, and this one's a lot more realistic than the top one, which has got these outrageous 44% margins. Now let's look at one that needs a little help. This third product is the coffee mug, and let's analyze this. We looked at the revenue, and then we started looking at refunds, and we say, oh my goodness, this particular ASIN has a 14% refund rate over the last 2 months. Now, if this was apparel, like there are a couple of categories where having a 14% refund rate might be an acceptable refund rate. You don't love it, but you kind of deal with it because people buy the wrong sizes. But for coffee mugs, my gosh, this is double, triple what I would expect to see for a refund rate. And so because we have a high refund rate, we also have a higher than expected Amazon fee load because Amazon doesn't give us the pick and pack fee back. Sorry. Right. And so when we look at this product, the actual PAG is 12%, really low, not good. We're not real happy with that. In fact, I would go so far as to argue that if you're only getting 12% PAG, this is a product that needs to be killed. But before we kill it, we don't want to just jump to the conclusions. Before we kill it, let's at least look and see if there's something we can nurture, we can cuddle to improve this ASIN before we kill it. Obviously, I've already identified it's the refunds. It might be time to go back to the manufacturer and fix a quality defect. Or if people are just confused by our listings and are buying the wrong size or the wrong variation, to go back and spend a little bit of money to make that A-plus content better so that we're not getting people buying the wrong stuff. Make sure they're buying what they want. So again, we kind of have a keep, cuddle, kill method when we think about our products. Obviously, if something is getting premium margins or really strong margins, we want to keep it. We want to make sure it stays in stock. We want to make sure we don't run out of it. And if it's struggling, we're going to go through a process of trying to nurture it, cuddle it back to health before we choose to kill it. All right, that's the manual process. You're going to do that for like 5 minutes. Let me show you two other methods that you can dig into. I won't spend a ton of time on this. If you go to your Amazon account, you go to the reports repository within the payments area, you can create a request for a date range transaction level unified transaction report. You guys have all seen this. We all love to hate these CSVs. They come out looking like the one on the screen here. This is one that literally has 12,000 rows of data over the last 60 days, a lot of data. But what I could do is I could basically grab this data and I could insert a pivot table, right? You guys have done pivot tables before. You remember that from like whatever high school business class. And I can go in here and I can actually make the SKU my row, right? And then I can go ahead and try to figure out what quantity I did and then what my product sales were. If I had any promotional coupons I gave away and then what my seller fees were. That one did anything, this one does. Okay, and then I could get the total. And literally from this, I could create another column that says landed cost of goods sold, and I could have all of my COGS per ASIN. This is a catalog that has like several hundred different ASINs, right? But I could use a VLOOKUP to pull in my cost of goods sold related to this particular SKU. And then from there, I could actually calculate a rough profit. Now, this doesn't include my advertising. I still would have to go in and find another way of kind of estimating my advertising per ASIN. But if you have a larger catalog, you don't do a lot of advertising, like these guys don't do a whole lot of advertising, it makes a lot of sense to just grab the actual UTR, unpack it so that you can do your statistics and percentage display. One more way I'll teach you real quick, because guess what? You're going to hate doing it manually. You're going to hate doing the pivot tables. You're going to do them like twice. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, life is too short. Then you're going to go and you're just going to buy a solution that does it for you. I've used every tool under the sun. There's a bunch of them that have really good profit modules. The one that I am really, really, really liking at this exact moment is Seller Labs. They've completely rebuilt their program and they call it Data Hub now. So for what it's worth, if you want to check out kind of a dashboard that'll go grab the Amazon profitability for you, you just upload the cost of goods sold so that you can keep an eye on those ASIN or SKU level profit numbers. Because guess what, guys? We can't afford to have products in our portfolio that are killing us. We've got to make sure that every ASIN, every SKU is accountable for profitability. And the only way to do that is if we're actually occasionally at least measuring. And now as we get bigger, the reason we have to have a tool like a, you know, Seller Labs or Helium 10, Tika Metrics, Managed by Stats, pick your favorite. we've got to have a tool because we've got to keep an eye on this on a, like more of a weekly basis. I've got to know if one of my ad campaigns got out of whack and I'm tripling my ad spend on a product, or if I have a refund issue that popped up out of nowhere, or if I've had a militant competitor go and put a bunch of one-star reviews on my listing and now my hero SKU is down. I don't want to wait for that 14-day Amazon settlement to come out. I've got to have that kind of visibility to know what's going on in more real time. So again, this is SKU level PAG. You've got to measure it. You've got to use it. You got to think, keep, never stocking out of those. Those are crushing it. Kill, okay, this one's dead. I've tried everything I can try. Let's get rid of it. Or cuddle, let's try to nurture a struggling product back to health by either improving the listing, improving the quality, or improving my advertising efforts. Until next time, guys, Tyler Jeffcoat, Seller Accountant. Thanks again for watching this video. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing. Leave me comments. Leave me questions. And if you can't find this free manual tool on the website, it normally is there, but as we're redoing content, sometimes it isn't there. Just reach out to me. I'll send it to you. Happy to help. Cheers. Take care.